Good morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. To believe in something is to know it. Not just to say, I guess, but to know. To know that if I drop a quarter from my hand, it'll fall to the ground. I know that if I throw this piece of paper off the solea, it will hit the ground. I don't need to be shown evidence of this or to test it scientifically. I've lived the experience of watching things fall and hit the ground. Gravity is undefeated. I know it to be true. Today's gospel reading is about this very topic, belief. Belief in the wonders that it can do. Belief in the relationship it can build. Today's gospel reading is also about belief in the right things, in the right person, the person that sustains you, the person that gave you life, the person that loves you unconditionally, the person of Jesus Christ. Christ is not a theory or a scientific experiment. He is a person. I'd like to emphasize the word is in that last sentence, if only to remember that Christ ascended into heaven after having resurrected from the dead. He is still alive. He is still seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is still who we believe in, just like the woman with the flow of blood. A gospel account today has two examples of belief. Of course, the first one is the woman with the flow of blood. She had had this problem for 12 years and had spent all of her money on physicians. We can see this as her putting her belief in the world and what the world could offer her. The world failed. Her belief in the world was shaken. Where could she put it now? Of course, Christ was walking right by her at the perfect moment. She didn't just think that Christ could heal her, she knew it. Not only did she know that he could heal her, but she knew that it only took a small amount. As we heard today, she said, "If only I could touch the fringe of his garment, I will be made well." Of course, when she touched his garment, she was healed. Her belief was confirmed. Christ cannot and will not abandon his children who are in pain. He dispersed the disease within her. Of course, this makes sense because whenever darkness touches the light, it scatters like a cockroach. She was cleansed of her disease because of her belief in Christ and because of who he is. Christ even says as much. He says to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." He calls her daughter. She is his. The good shepherd has found one of his lost sheep. The second example of belief in today's gospel is Jairus, his wife, and the apostles who came into Jairus' house. The apostles who had just seen Christ's interaction with the woman had heard him tell Jairus, "Do not be afraid, only believe and your daughter will be made well. Only believe like this woman did and your daughter will be made well." Of course, when they arrived at Jairus' house, the daughter had been dead for some time. Christ knows what he can do. He's Christ. He tells them, "Don't weep, she is not dead, but sleeping." And what do? They laugh at him. They ridicule him. Can you believe that? That has got to be the nuttiest part of this gospel passage. These people who had just seen a woman healed from an affliction that had hurt her for 12 years laugh at the source of healing. Of course, this is not an opportunity for me to judge these people. I have had and still have my fair share of doubt. But it's just crazy to me that these people saw this miraculous healing happen and they still laughed at Christ. Of course, this doesn't affect him. He works his miracle anyways. He raises Jairus' daughter from the dead. It's not coincidental that these two stories are together. They're paired for a reason. It is to illustrate the power of belief and faith in Christ. This belief and this faith may not always yield what we desire. However, it will always yield what Christ desires for us, which is always better for us in the long run. That is what we have to do. There's that little saying, let go and let God. It's corny and it's cheesy, but it communicates the essence of this message. Christ shows us who He is in these passages. He shows us that He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Good Father to all of us. He shows us that no matter what we have done, He still desires for us to draw near Him with faith and with love. When all is said and done, we should have faith like the woman with the flow of blood. We should have faith that when we ask Christ for help, He will help us. We should know that, surely as a piece of paper will fall to the solea when I throw it, that Christ will not abandon His children. He may allow certain things to come about, but He will never abandon us. That's just not who He is. We must believe and have faith, however. That is what will heal us and make us whole, that belief in Christ. Allow yourself to build that level of trust in Christ. The next time that something happens in your life and it is scary or it's awful or it is not what you want, do your cross and know that Christ is in charge and He considers all of us to not only be His friends, but His children. And that is the most encouraging of thoughts. Amen.
Amen. Bravo. Please rise.